Hello, would you please state your name, the date, the time, and your location?
My name is Marty Tourneau. I live in Los Angeles. The date is September 7, 2022. It is nine in the morning. And
do you consent to having this interview recorded, digitally uploaded, and publicly released under a Creative Commons license attribution non-commercial share alike?
Yes, I agree.
Thank you so much for being here. Would you please start by introducing yourself to anyone who might find themselves listening to this?
I was born in Quebec suburb. Until 22, and I was Catholic, you know, I was brought Catholic, but I became an atheist at 12 years old. And I was inclined into science, was believe in evolution, and I was introduced to the UFO phenomenon at around 19. And I studied that. And I ended up concluding that it was a real phenomenon, and it would be interested to have contact with them and learn what they know. They must know more than we know, so because they can travel here, of course. And I learned about Rael and the fall of 1976, an article. And now, that was a question, very interesting question to answer, because I love mysteries and I love to resolve them. And it was said that the Earth was terraformed, you know, terraforming. Life has been created scientifically by being who came from another planet, who had the technology to travel into space and had the genetic engineering knowledge to create life easily. It was fitting with Enrico Fermi's ideas that life is spread out. The universe is full of life because it spreads out, you know. Exponentially by like 1, 2, 4, 8, 16 exponential. So at some point, it doesn't take that much long time to fill out the whole universe. And so it took me 9 months, creation, evolution. I wanted to know which one was true. And, like a baby, you know, 9 months, I agreed that, yeah, that's the best explanation for me. I rejected evolution at the time. I found out the failure to explain the origin of life, and I found out I went into the rabbit hole, I would say, and if it was not true, it must have been a problem into that theory. So I found out what problem it was. There are two problems, but anyway, so, and discovered that really there is a lot of evidence of creation that I didn't notice because I had the evolutionist glasses and I couldn't see them. I quit school. I was in administration at the university for 3 years. I quit and I reorient myself, you know, refocus because my family was against it. So, you know, when you become Ryanian, it doesn't come from your parents, you know, you have to make a revolution in yourself. So like I did, so your family reject you, you have your friends laugh, you know, so you have to go through a period where, if you're not strong enough in your conviction, you're gonna just let go and continue in the path of your family because you want to be loved again. And so now I love the truth more than myself. So that came from my father, actually. He gave me that. He was a doctor, you know, an inventor also. But I like this philosophy, so I I stick to it. And I became a writer. And since then, there's 45 years. 46, no, maybe. And more and more, I discover, because I read a lot, and I discover that, yeah, it's a more and more confirmation that life has been created here on Earth, but not by magical God, but by scientists who came from the sky. So, yeah. So, and I did videos on YouTube explaining that, you know, explaining infinity. Actually, I developed arguments. I wrote a book, you know, UFOs plus DNA equal life, to explain the arguments that Rael is legit. He must be the messenger of the creators, because there's so much in that message. It really fits what would happen if life had been created here. And we got a messenger, like happened in the past. Many messengers were sent, created religions. In fact, religions are traces of extraterrestrials who created life here. And the UFOs are there to wake us up to, you know, it fits. And there was some evidence of UFOs recently by the Pentagon. So they confirmed that, but they don't want to admit it's extraterrestrial. But they say we don't explain it. They cannot explain it. It's an option. They let the door open, at least, that it could be extraterrestrial. Joe Rogan mentioned it. And, so I watch a lot of YouTube and read a lot too, and everything confirmed that. Yeah, so that's me in a nutshell, because the writing movement is my passion. So, but I became also, when I came back to the, maybe my introduction is too long, but I came back to school. I studied psychology. I got a license in counseling, and after that, I did a master in statistical measurement to measure, like, the psychometry, you know, make the tests like the SAT and intelligent tests. And my master's was on an intelligent test, and that I created. And after that, I by myself, I studied programming, because when you are a statistician, you need to learn programming. So I study SAS, statistical analysis system, that was kind of new, and I became a specialist. I wrote two books on that, and that brought bread on my table, because I started to get job, and I left to United States and work as a SAS programmer, and after that as a biostatistician, and I got trained into pharmaceutical studies, clinical studies, and I ended up leading studies and the reporting aspect. And now I'm retired. And I am in charge of the West Coast as a Reagan representative, including Alaska and Hawaii, to answer question and organize meeting and stuff.
Tell me a story about your life during the pandemic.
That was disappointing to see how much politics was involved and science was put aside, and the specialists also were muted, the great ones. And I, you know, it, for me, it's when you have to travel and I'd be tested, you know, it's not, you know, you have to fight. But I didn't want to be vaccinated. First of all, I know about clinical studies, right? So I know that vaccine didn't even pass the phase 4, halfway phase 3. So you don't want to. And there was so much. I would say censure. A lot of specialists were censored, and there was. It looks like there was a secret plan to force the vaccination on people, because scientifically this is wrong to do that. I mean, you cannot do that unless you pay people to, you know, bribe people to do this. You cannot do this. I mean, it's you have to do the experiment. It takes 11 years to validate the vaccine. You cannot just put a vaccine in 1 year there. You know, it's not ethical. You don't know what's going to happen in the future. You cannot do that. You have to be very careful. And it was not that. And also, the vilification of actual treatment was terrible. False article in Nature. Hydroxychloroquine was vilified like crazy. Just struck that it's so common. And a false article was written on it, and also ivermectin. I mean, those medications are completely accepted naturally a long time ago, and they were vilified. Why? Because a vaccine needs to be approved, needs to, you have to have no other treatment. That's why those drugs were vilified, so the vaccine could be accepted. But actually, it was kind of emergency authorization or something like that. It's terrible what happened. I mean, you could see the level of corruption in the government controlled by the pharmaceutical. It was terrible. It was terrible to see. Very disappointing. To see where the world was going. And why forcing this vaccine on people? There must be something going on more than, well, maybe just money is involved. But, many scientists have studied those, what happened in the blood after vaccination, and they found out something very, something bad. The blood was losing their electricity feature. They were clogging into each other. And some people noticed micro blood clot happening everywhere in the body. But not affecting too much, but creating some problem in people, and some were very drastic, you know. Some died. Probably those vaccines will have problem in the future by limiting the oxygenation in the blood. People would not know why those people died. It's just an effect of lack of oxygen because of the blood, the way this vaccine is putting the blood cell together, stuck together, in a weird form, with weird shape. Anyway, so that was some analysis of people who analyzed the blood just after vaccination. And so there was a lot going on. So, you know, so there was something nefarious, or just money, but maybe there is a ultimate goal, because this virus, it found out that it came from a lab and not from a bat, and that the United States founded in China because they wanted to make a virus that can, you know, kill people. So why do that in the first place, right? So biological weapon, and they do that in China in the first place? What's going on there? And also we learned that they had biolab in Ukraine too. A lot of them. So the US government is not for the people. There is, you know, so you can see that there is a problem that some elites are controlling the government, and if they cannot control another country, they're gonna change the regime, or they're gonna go to war with it. And that's what is happening with Russia right now. Russia is vilified, and because Russia, China, they don't want to be controlled by USA. That's normal, you know. Nobody wants to be controlled by anybody. So that's why Iraq was destroyed. That's why Libya was destroyed. They didn't want to join USA, so they were destroyed. And Syria was about to be destroyed, but they asked help to Russia, and Russia intervened, and that's why they saved Syria, in a way. Even though right now there are an American base in Syria to extract the oil, they are stealing the oil in the face of everybody. United States is a pirate. I mean, it's terrible, but it's not the Americans, it's the leaders. They are controlled by some elites there. They control the media. That's why there was so much censor of the scientists about the pandemic. They censor all of the great scientists like Didier Raoult in France. I mean, he was the best virologist in the world. And he used hydroxychloroquine. And his hospital, they succeeded to save a lot of people. They have the success was completely in their, in his region that he controls. They didn't have, I think they had very minimum death, because they were using treatment. Here, my friend died because he went to the hospital. Yes, you have COVID. Go back home. And when he's bad, come back. So they didn't give any treatment. And when he came back, it was bad. He had a very hard to breathe. They put a tube in his mouth, and he died. No treatment. I mean, this is criminal. This is criminal. I'm angry with that. I couldn't do anything. The hospital had control. And but those who followed the treatment, whatever ivermectin and some vitamins and some other thing, they there was a high rate of success in getting out of COVID. In Japan, they at some point they included ivermectin and suddenly they bond less death, you know. And it's a mystery, the Japan miracle. They don't want to say it's ivermectin. And our Pfizer tried to imitate, create a kind of analog of ivermectin, if they call it, I think, Pfizermectin or something. And it's not even that good. Anyway, it's terrible what's happening in the world. But the Iranians don't, and this is my personal view, it doesn't involve Iranians or right, it's just my, because, you know, the Iranians, you know, they are not like following, you know, like that. They are open to other things. So, especially with my specialty, I can understand a little bit more in depth the problem with this. Yeah, so we have a problem in this society because the media are spokesperson of the government. They are propagandists now of the government, and they are censoring everything that contradicts the government. So it's a kind of a dictature. It's becoming a dictature.
Would you tell me about the friend who died? Who was that person to you?
He was my best friend. He was a teacher, martial art teacher. That's why I moved to California here. And to be with him. But the thing is, he had a motorcycle accident. He went to the hospital a long time. His leg was completely kaput. And, so they gave us so much drug. And, so he was weak. And when he got COVID, that if he had COVID without this accident, he would have, you know, be easy. Like me, I got COVID in, before it was declared 2000, I think. I mean, I got COVID because I was traveling, you know, red eye. And your immune system is very low at that time. And so I got COVID. 1 week, you know, I didn't do fever. I had a very strong immune system. So, but it was a special call. I mean, I never had this strong before. But, you know, so when I think about that back, I think that was COVID. And you know, I went through. Easy. And another time also, traveling, I got another time. I think 1 year after that. But I thought my friend would go through easy, you know. And he should have used ivermectin or something. But I think he got lazy, or he was affected by his situation. Maybe he believed too much in himself or something, you know. Anyway, he went to the hospital, and we don't know what the hospital would do at the time, you know. But he just put a tube in for him.
How did you find out he was sick?
He just called me one day. He said, I got COVID. And I said, oh, and so we talk about it. And I said, yeah, take vitamins, you know, we'll talk about things. And I didn't think, I thought he would go through easy because he's a martial art teacher. He's very, well, now because of his leg, you know, so this is the problem. He was weakened by, he had a blood clot and the red. He had so much thing going on in his body at the time. So, yeah. When his wife called me, you know, that he was very bad, I said, okay, call an ambulance. And he stayed like 4 months in the hospital. He was a fighter. But they put him in kind of, they drugged him, you know, so much. At one point, he removed his tube. Yeah. But, yeah, we learned that, in our, you know, in Iranian, we always try to be positive, and we learned that, he has been recreated on the planet, so it's, I'm happy for him. Because that's what they do, the Elohim, the extraterrestrial, they can recreate somebody from a cloning process, and if somebody did well in his life, they can live on with them. They do that for some people, so we learn from Rael that he was, because he had he did great things in the Ryan movement. So I was happy for him. He's not dead. He's traveling. He's on another planet. My seems crazy for people who don't know this message and how it is organized and how do you do that and why all of the possibilities and technology they have. But, yeah, so that's what it is.
Were you able to have any kind of funeral for him?
Yeah, we got the ash ceremony in the ocean. Yeah.
Do you remember when you first heard about COVID-19?
Oh. I don't remember exactly. You know, it started very slowly, you know. And we heard that, we heard this. And gradually they implement more problematic the rules gradually. It's like a frog. If you put directly a frog in a hot boiling water, the frog is going to get out, right? So, but if you put the frog in the water and you cold water and you eat up gradually, the frog will stay in the water and die. So it's a little bit like that that happened. They increased the restriction more and more until people couldn't even travel. I mean, everybody had to be vaccinated, otherwise you were a villain. You were a pariah. You were, you know. So that's by the government. Government was doing that. I mean, it's terrible. It's a freedom of choice to have to be injected something, a strange project in you. There was no informed consent. They didn't inform. There was, you know, it was against all of the law of clinical studies. I mean, we're becoming like the Soviet Union was. We're going that direction. It's terrible. Losing freedom. Look at what happened in Canada with this convoy freedom. What Trudeau did with those truckers. They blocked their bank account. they were arrested, of course. Some put in prison. But martial law. I mean, come on. It's just a protest. Martial law. It's terrible. The government is going to a very big means to stop people from being independent. Anyway, you have another question?
Plenty. So at the beginning, what were some of your early reactions to hearing about COVID? And then would you say a little bit more about how the restrictions impacted you personally?
Well, I saw this coming with the COVID things when they started to talk about the vaccine. First of all, it looks like it was impacting only old people that usually they die from a cold too. You know, old people, if they have a cold, they can die. So there was a lot of exaggeration. I could see that the government was trying too much. The CIA was involved. How come the CIA was involved in that? You know, there was some clues that there was something nefarious going on because all this. And so I had my eye open. I was looking. I'm not listening to CNN and so on. I always go. I found journalists that are very honest and they tell the truth and the gray zone, green, Glenn Greenwald, and in France it's Idriss Aberkane and Kim Iverson. I love Kim Iverson. and paradoxically, there is a comedian that is very close to the truth. It's really Jimmy Dore show. I mean, this guy is. It's funny, but it's good. It's good in terms of trying to find the truth. But, you have always to be skeptical of the government. You cannot just believe the government like that. You need to research. Is there a thought behind all this, you know? And but most media, they're just repeating what the government is saying. And the elected Senate person, I mean, Biden is, I mean, what? We should elect the most brilliant people, not the most senile. I mean, I don't understand this. I mean, because the government is, you know, some people in the government control the media, you know, they control the government and the media, so they do what they want, and people just follow. Most people, they don't have time to. to research things. They work all day, and so they just listen to the CNN and their local TV that repeats what, you know, it's they repeat the same text. It's propaganda. And so they are lied too, and they believe the lie. And so people, they cut their rules on, yeah, get vaccinated and, you know, to save other people. And the vaccinated got COVID. You know, you're not going to die. Okay. But they die. But they don't know that because the media will inform only what fits the government narrative. The narrative fits, that will fit the narrative of the government. So we were lied to, and people believed the vaccine was the savior, but it was not the case. You have to be boosted and, you know, get the boost again. And so who is making the money? Follow the money, right? Pharmaceutical, controlling some politicians. They put money in their pocket. But people get sick. Young people die of blood clot or cerebral strokes. There is more and more autopsies going on right now by independents that shows that a lot of death that was not attributed to the vaccine are caused by the vaccine because of the way the blood is, and they find the spine molecule protein in there, and there is so much hiding and censure that it's hard for people to know this. You have to search, you have to go in the rabbit hole, you have to go find the pathologists that do that. You have to find the scientists that are, you need to really find, I mean, you need to really go deep. If you just Google and all the mass media, they follow it. We just learned, you know, that the Twitter, Facebook was blocking the information just before the election about the Biden's son's laptop. That the FBI blocked it. The FBI talked to Facebook to block this information. Okay, so you have the proof here. The government, the FBI, is influencing the election by controlling the information. Facebook obey. And all they obey. The Google search, you know, they don't show you what is against the narrative. So people are brainwashed to follow the narrative of the government. And those who are finding out by different other sources that are looking more in depth the information, they are seen as a conspiracy terrorists and, you know, bad people kind of. This is how it's done.
To the extent that you're comfortable sharing, would you share some of your experiences of health and healthcare infrastructure before the pandemic?
The healthcare infrastructure. Well, what I learned is that, you know, healthcare is very vast. It's big. I mean, you have the hospital, you know, so I don't know much about it. I just know that the nurse and the doctor were forced to be vaccinated. I have a friend that is a nurse, and she was thinking moving from Los Angeles. That's where I live. And to go to a place, a state where they don't force a nurse to be vaccinated. A lot of nurses in all over the country and other countries, They understood what the clinical trial is, because they have to learn that being a nurse. They understood that the vaccine was not they didn't pass all of the phases. And so you don't know what's going to happen in long term. It's an experimentation vaccine. It's a different vaccine. It's not like the other vaccine where you find a you remove from the virus its little feature and you put it in somebody. So the virus has the external feature of itself, but not the weapon inside. So the body, so it doesn't do anything to the body, but the body learn about it and destroyed it. So when the real one comes, the body is ready, prepared to fight it. That's what the vaccine is normally. But this is completely different. It modifies your DNA. So this is completely different. Experimental. It's crazy for a new technology to not go through the four phases. This is criminal. This is, it indicates how corrupt is the government. Corrupt to the core to have allowed this. It's terrible. It's a crime. It will be revealed one day. It pisses me off. It pisses me off. At some point.
I was asking about your own personal experience with healthcare. So before the pandemic. So when you get sick before pandemic, what would you do?
Well, I rarely get sick. I got a cold, I cure it, and I wait and fast. I'm fasting, you know. I'm fasting from time to time. So I don't go to hospital. Surely. No, I don't. I went to the hospital. Why did I go to the hospital? Oh yeah, I got a bicycle accident. I hit the car. But in the front of me, I hit the car like that. And that's the only time I went to an hospital. It didn't change anything to me because I'm very sick. When I have cold, I just don't eat much, drink water, take vitamins, and it goes away. I'm not afraid of COVID. I didn't fall into that panic mode. I'm a healthy guy. So there's no risk. You know, you have to analyze the risk for yourself. I didn't want to be vaccinated because we don't know what's going to happen with that vaccine. When, you know, the study was badly done. So I didn't want to be vaccinated. My father is a doctor, so I learned a lot about things too. So yeah, we got all of the vaccine at the time, right? But they're good vaccines. I'm not against vaccines. I'm against bad ones. The one that we don't know the future of it, you know. That's normal. That's logical. You know, a good thinking person will understand that. And it's so obvious. So push us on us a vaccine that is not. So that's why. Anyway, I want to finish that. It didn't change anything to me. It didn't change. When I traveled, though, I had to get to pay $200 to get the test and go, and when I come back, another test. Yeah, you know, it's a hassle. It's a hassle, and also those tests are problematic too. There's a problem with those tests too, so doesn't see the whole story. Anyway, it's an hassle. And it stopped many people from traveling, but it didn't stop me. Well, it stopped me from going to Canada early on, but when my mother got sick and they moved from their home to a residence from old people, now I decided to go through all this. But I drove there. So I went to, because I had time, so I said, I want to stay a long time there, so I want to drive there. And I passed the border, I had tests and everything. I didn't get the quarantine. I didn't get the quarantine. The officer, they decide, you know, if you get another. Because it took me 1 week to go because I travel north first and I went to the east. So since I was in my car alone for 1 week, I think I didn't need to be quarantined.
You mentioned some separation from your family earlier in life when you became interested in Raelianism. Would you tell me a bit about what the dynamic with your family has been like during the pandemic and how you've been communicating with
them? Oh, yeah. So they were vaccinated, and I didn't want to go. Just a minute, I'm going to... So when they learned that I couldn't go because I was not vaccinated, at the time they, you know, at the beginning, you know, you couldn't go. So they were angry with me. So, you know, they couldn't understand it. It's a vaccine, it's science, you know, why, you know. Here you go again. You believe in things that, you know, are not normal, and you prefer believing in this than come and give love to your parents, you know. Well, I understand they didn't understand, so. One of my sisters is very close to me, so she could talk to them. And finally, I came to visit them. Everything is fine. You know, yeah, parents, they sometimes overreact.
You've mentioned some of this already.
I had a problem with my sister. One of my sisters is a nurse. And she, sorry to interrupt you. And she, because it came, just came to my mind. And she was, okay with the vaccine, and, you know, she was against me. I think she talked negative with my parents about me at the time, you know, giving false information, and, you know, I was trying to protect them against, though, you know, my father is old. My mother died, actually. You know, she died not too long ago. She had the sorrows of liver. So, you know, she's 90 years old. It was her time, you know. And she was suffering, so now she's not. She's good. And so, yeah, there was some problem with my sister, but I think that's resolved. I don't know what she... She might feel guilty to have giving a vaccine to her children now, you know, because the more we learn about this vaccine, the more we think there was a risk greater than we thought, especially for children. And so maybe if she gets access to that information, but understanding psychology, she might convince herself it's all fine, you know. So. We'll see what happens. I hope it should not be okay.
Do you think extraterrestrials will clone your mother?
No. No, they do that exceptionally. Even me, I don't know if it's going to happen. You know, right in, they learn to be happy in their life. And if... the Elohim recreate them on another planet, they will know it at the time. But it's like you wake up in the morning, hey, I've been recreated. Hey, that's nice. You wake up at 20 years old. And it's another world there. They have 25,000 years in advance. It's another world. It's completely different than here. Here we are going through a bad time right now. They have to choose between worldwide peace and self-destruction. So it's a test of passage. You know, it's like if you go in some Africa or Amazonia tribes, you know, they don't know anything about science. The way they live is completely different than the way we live, right? The comparison is completely different. It's the same from us compared to them because they have 25,000 years in advance, and so it's completely different. So what we think is difficult and easy for them. It's like they can travel between planets, like when we travel between neighbor here and walk to the neighbors. They do that between planets. This is completely different mind setting, mind It's mind-boggling, but for me, since I've been 45 years in the Rand movement, for me, it's like it's integrated. You know, I know that have been created here, and one day we'll create another humanity somewhere, and they will think we're gods, and they will see our moving like they will consider us as magic beings, like we did in the past. And the technology will be very primitive compared to ours at the time. So yeah, so my mother was not recreated because she was not a special. She was not special. She was a good mother for me, but I mean, she was like any other mother. But when I became Rainian, of course, she was, you know, my parents. My father actually was positive about it at the beginning. Which worried my mother. But after he read the books, there were so many values that he didn't agree with because he's conservative kind of mind. So he rejected that. And after that, he said, oh, you're brainwashed by this guy. He didn't believe that it was not the guy. It was the message. The guy is just a messenger. You know, the Rainian movement is not people following a guru. It's people who read that message and agree with that message. Say, ah, okay, he's the representative of the AWM. We'll help him, you know. But he's a messenger. It's not a God. It's not a... Well, of course, we respect him because he represents the AWM. Of course, we respect him a lot because, you know, it's like if we get the president of Australia coming here, we're going to have respect. Or the president of Japan coming here, we're going to respect the guy, you know, because he's representing Japan. But the same thing. Rael is representing the Elohim, those who created life here, so we respect him. But it is seen as all the Iranians love Rael like a guru, like they blindly. No, we're not blind. We know he's a messenger. And he admit himself that he made a mistake, and we understand that he might have done some mistake in the past, and said that's okay, he's human. He's not a god.
I'd be delighted if you shared more about the experience you had in the 90s.
I moved to the United States in the 90s, in 1990.
What brought you to Raelianism?
That was in the 76. And Titan took me 9 months to study, to go into the rabbit holes of the evolution theory because I thought I knew it. But I say, if Rael is right, so the evolution should be wrong somewhere. So I play chess with myself. You know, when you play chess, you change side and you play and you change side and you play. So I was evolution against creation. I wanted to know which one is right. So, or both are wrong. But, but gradually during the 9 months, I realized that for example, evolution, there is two engines into evolution. There is a accidental mutation that needs to happen first, and after that, natural selection that selects that mutation. So, the problem is not natural selection. The problem is the accidental mutation. It needs to happen first. And what made me think, well, first of all, the DNA code is very complicated. And I started to be a programmer at the time. And to think that a sophisticated program can occur, can be coded by itself just by accident, it's very, very, very improbable. The probability is so slim. But the evolution is say, with time it happened. You have a lot of time and the accident happened. But there is another problem with that. But first, that was this. And after that, I look at the art in life form. Tropical fish, butterflies, birds, the colors. If it was accidental first, it should be like psychedelic, color all mixed up. But no, you see design, you see lines of color. You see colors around the eyes and on the, you see design, you see a design. You can see there is a design. And so that was first. And one time I found a butterfly that was dead, but it was intact. There's a monarch or I think a yellow tiger, one or two. And I looked at it, and at the time, the printer started to be more precise, the dot, you know, because it is in the 70s, it was very early on. Or maybe that was after, but one thing that maybe made me very certain, since when I found, I look at the butterfly, and because I had put, I was open to creationist, I saw something I never noticed before. It was obvious that it was design. You know what I saw? The black pigment of the butterfly was exactly disposed on the nerves of the wings. They are an independent feature. To program this in the DNA, it needs to be programmed. It needs to be thought. Because those pigments, they could be anywhere. But no, they were exactly on the nose. It's like if you throw painting on the walls, like you're blinded and you put that kind of painting. And after that, you open your eyes and you see lines that fit the beam behind the wall. The 2x4, you know. You know, the colors are exactly the black lines. You have black line exactly where the beams are in the back. It could be like, what is the probability that it could happen? So I started to learn statistics at the time. So I calculated the probability of that. It was one chance on a number that is so big that it would fit in the book that thick. You have to write that number, you know. In the book, 10056, and you have 500 pages of that. This is how big the number would be. And so, and you find that everywhere, so in life. So, and also the color in the line of color in the wings of a bird. From one feather to the other, the line is at a different position on the feather, but it forms a line. To program this is very interesting. It takes a lot of programming. The DNA, and after all, the DNA is information, right? This is information. And today we know that information can be created only by intelligence. It takes intelligence to create information. We know that. This is proven. We cannot create information without a mind. By accident, we cannot do that by accident, create information. Especially at the level of the DNA. The DNA contains, is the most spectacular storage of information that exists, that we know of, and we know a little more and more as we go. It's an advanced technology, actually. If we want to prove extraterrestrial, this is the proof of extraterrestrial. We have it, it's in our face, our DNA. It's technology. It's extraterrestrial technology. It's, so everything, because I became a programmer and just, I understand how it takes to make a program. You make a little error, you put the comma to a different place and the old program doesn't work. I mean, and also I understood something else. You take a puzzle, for example. take a puzzle, you mix all of the pieces of a puzzle. You throw in the air, what is the chance that it falls on the ground? All done. Exactly. You know it's impossible. It's not, it doesn't take time. You know the evolutionists say it's gonna, with a long time, it's gonna happen at some point. No, because a puzzle, you need to click pieces together. It needs, it's greater than gravity. You need to have, to apply a pressure, a specific pressure on the piece to click. And gravity cannot do that. So that's why it's impossible. There's zero chance. Not a minimum, not a small chance. No, zero. So life is the same thing because the DNA, there is a lot of click in the DNA to create the DNA, to put the information together. There's a lot of click between the molecules. You need more than gravity to do that. And lightning and stuff like that happening by accident. And there's Fermi, Enrico Fermi. That was the nail in the coffin. Because his idea, they call it the Fermi paradox now. You're very fluid, though. Your video is very, you're losing quality. So, about the Fermi paradox, it's not a paradox. His idea was, if million years ago, a civilization existed in a galaxy or anywhere, they would have developed to a point where they would have put life on another planet, like Elon Musk is trying to do on Mars, right? This is a natural tendency. When you develop that technology of traveling to space, you do that. And especially at the same time, genetic engineering will be developed and we could create life there too, or just put life. We can just put life if you want to. But if you have the technology to create it, you can create life that is going to be adapted to that planet, specific planet. Maybe you have to change the planet a little bit, you know, so there is a little bit of time. But anyway, so one become two. And now those two create another one after a certain period of time. And those four create one. I'm at the minimum. At the minimum, they create one. This is the minimum. They create, they become eight. That's 16. So this is exponential. If you know about the exponential curve, it goes very fast at some point. It takes about 60 iterations. The number is enormous, more than the grain of sand on the earth. And so he said, okay, according to that, the universe would be full of life. And he said this famous question, where are they? He said, where are they? We should see them. Where are they? And it was in the 40s, and the UFOs didn't start to appear yet. But a few years after that, the UFO started. It was like an answer. So, yes, they are here. The UFO phenomenon is a real phenomenon. The Pentagon confirmed that a few years back. And the religions confirmed that, too. What the religions are saying? Beings from the sky came here, and they created life. And they made love in their image. Thereby, their religions are another clue that life was terraformed on Earth. So Fermi was right. It's not a paradox. But scientists are so programmed and brainwashed into evolution and to believe that the speed of light is a limit. Being in the Einstein religion, that they reject anything that could involve extraterrestrial. And also because they are at war with the creationist who wants to bring God. Of course, it's not scientific to bring a God. But everything that was, that could have supported a creation or a young earth or something like that, they rejected it in the paper, in publication, in everything. So there was, science become politicized, I would say, by really rejecting all of the ideas and papers and scientists that would bring something that would support even a little bit creation. And so that's why we brainwash the world into evolution. because we throw the baby with the bathwater. It's okay to say, yeah, God is you know, not a good idea, because it doesn't explain anything. You know, who's God? You know, but it's not science. But they rejected the idea of a creation by extraterrestrial, who still is in the scientific domain. We will do that one day. I mean, people who came from the sky create light. It is science. It's part of the science. But they rejected the whole thing, everything creation, external intervention. They rejected the whole thing, and we program all generation into the evolution theory, which doesn't make sense at all in my eyes. Now that I know what I know.
Forgive the naivete of this question. Who created the extraterrestrials?
I want to explain something to you. The fact that life exists, it contains DNA. Not only DNA, but the information in DNA. And since we know that information is artificial, that means it has to be created by a mind. That means it has to be created by something else. It has to be created. That imposes an infinite cycle. Because it cannot have a beginning, cannot come from nothing, just by accident, because it is artificial by nature. Nature is artificial. You know, it's hard to understand, it's hard to realize that. But nature, because there is a difference between dirt, rocks, and life. Life, they are machine, a biological machine. You find a computer on a planet, you say somebody made it. But you find a life form more complicated than a computer. It's higher technologically. And say, oh, that's nature, it's made by itself. It's crazy, but we don't see it because we're brainwashed. So life, because it is artificial, needs no beginning. Has to be no beginning. And it's interesting because independently of that, we can understand that the universe is infinite too. And this is part of the message, that the universe is infinite in time and in space. And I made a demonstration on YouTube about that. So, the Elohim has been created by other. And the others have been created by others. And this is, like Fermi said, it goes forever, but it started by one, but this one also was created. Cannot have a beginning. Like the universe. So, an infinite cycle goes very well with an infinite universe. Both are infinite. But scientists are so, they don't like infinity. You cannot, you know, all of the mathematical equation, they want to resolve them by eliminating the infinity aspect of the equation. The infinity, you know. See, they don't like infinity because they cannot define it. Infinity, you cannot define it. So they want to define. So I said, they define. I want to define this and that. You want to find a beginning. You want to define things. But infinity cannot be defined. It can be defined in a way that it's infinite. You can see it's infinite. But it's not satisfying what your mind is programmed to see, a beginning and an end on everything. You make a cake, you have to start by something. But you forget that, yeah, the flower come from the plant, that come from the dirt, that come from the sun, and the sun come from something else. There is an infinite cycle and all everything. But the mind is programmed to see this illusion of a smallest, biggest beginning and end of things. And we're programmed to think that way, so we don't want to go towards the infinity theory, because a group of scientists believe the universe is infinite. It's part, if it's not the majority, but it's a group. So, but the majority, and who invented the Big Bang? A priest, of course, needs a beginning for God to exist. It's a priest who invented that. By inventing the redshift, I don't know if you know about the redshift, but the Doppler effect of the light, stars going away would turn into red light because they're going away. It's lower frequency. They forget one thing, that higher frequencies don't go far. The lower frequency go further. That's why we see the redshift. Not because they are going away. It's because they are far away. And higher frequency don't travel very fast. It's like a FM radio or the wave, the sound, the same thing in the sound. Lower frequency go further than the higher frequency. Some birds in the woods, they're going to sow lower frequency in the woods, because they're going to go further. In the field, they can sing higher frequency. Sonar is the same thing in water. So light is the same thing. Why it's all red is because they are far away. But they don't want that. They don't like that explanation because they prefer the Big Bang. Because it's more understandable. It's more defined. It's, you know, what happened before the Big Bang? Oh, this is philosophical. The science doesn't take care of it. Well, you're not a real scientist if you don't care about that. And what I said is that, in my demonstration, is that if there was nothing before the Big Bang, if there was nothing before the beginning of the universe, because if you believe in the beginning, you have to have nothing before. Because if you have something, it's not the real beginning, right? So if there's nothing before the beginning, nothing could have happened. Because there's nothing. How can something happen when there's nothing? Nothing means not existing. How come you're going to say what doesn't exist, exists? You're contradicting yourself. Something that doesn't exist, cannot say it exists. So when you talk about there was nothing before, you're saying which doesn't exist, exists. It's a nonsense, semantically speaking. So I prefer, because of that, a beginning excludes itself. A finite universe excludes itself, but it's nonsense. And the only other option we have, it's infinity. And that's what the symbol means. Infinity in space and in time, and the symbol of the Elohim, because it's scientific, and we copied it here on Earth partially or entirely. And it's funny because the East adore the swastika. This is the religious emblem and Buddhist symbol, the swastika. No, we forgot Hitler. Hitler is just an anomaly in history. Swastika, you find it in everywhere in China, in Japan, Thailand. It is their symbol, their religious symbol. In the West, okay, we have the cross, but it comes from Jewish, okay? They put the cross to make the Jewish people guilty of killing Jesus. Otherwise, if Jesus would have succeeded his mission, we would be all Jewish. All of the Catholic Christians would be Jewish. Because that's what Jesus wanted to do. So we'll have the Star of David. The West will have the Star of David. The East will have the swastika. So both together is the unification of the world, the West and the East. So it's interesting to see how history and how the right movement is bringing the West and the East together. But Hitler is in the way. So we have to explain to people that the swastika is not a bad symbol. It's just Hitler was bad, but not the symbol.
Other than the pandemic, what have been some of the social and political issues on your mind over the last 2 years?
So many. But I'm not worried about that because I'm optimistic. There's a lot of suggestion in this message that makes sense, like genocracy, which is make sure that people we put in power are smart. I think it's obvious, but we believe in a democracy that is kind of wild democracy. that is artificial. It doesn't exist naturally. So when we form an hockey team, for example, we choose the best that can play hockey, right? We are not democratically picking people. We don't make election. We measure people towards their ability. And we take the best. And